Good evening, I'm back. Fred Meyer, retired physics professor from Moore Park College, retired in 2003, but still hanging in there, still teaching. I'm a tier one retiree. I am upset about being forced to be put on Medicare Part B. This is not what I agreed to when I was hired. I was on Medicare Part B when I retired at 65. The problem I encountered was that my doctors that I was going to at that time, and my wife's doctor, they were not Medicare providers. And if your doctor doesn't bill Medicare, you can't bill Medicare. It's all electronic. So I was forced to pay out of pocket. As a result, I dropped out of Medicare. I do not want to be forced to go back into Medicare again. The district's letter that was sent to us said we could continue to see our current doctors. That would be our priority. Well, if my doctor's not a Medicare provider, and we're forced into Medicare a year after going with the plan, I could not see my current doctor. So that's a misrepresentation as far as I'm concerned. So I feel that the forcing us into Medicare, forcing me into Medicare, is a violation of their contract with me when I was hired. Now, if I'm forced into Medicare, the penalty for me would be 13 years because I've been retired for 13 years. And it's a 10% penalty for every year retired, every year you go on Medicare. So that would be 13 years or 130%. So if you add that on to the original premium, the premiums would be 2.3 times the original Medicare premium. Now, I know the district has said they will pay the Medicare premiums. However, if the district is not going to stand by the original contract when I was hired, which did not force me into Medicare, then why should I trust the district to pay my premiums years in the future? And I plan to be around a few years in the future. There's also a chance that individuals or DCC, District Retirement Association, may take legal action in the future. It may require that insurance coverage for retirees remain as is. If this happened and they won, the cost to provide retirees with insurance without the rest of the district employees in the pool would be much greater than it is now. The other thing is, I wonder if the penalties that would have to be paid for those who haven't been on Medicare for quite a while have been taken into account when considering the savings the district is considering by switching. Lastly, the part-time teachers in the union get to vote. They get one vote, one person. In fact, I was instrumental as vice president of the union in Moore Park College of getting the part-timers into the union. I may regret that because they get one vote, so they would have the option of saying, hey, let's vote for more pay and to heck with the medical care because we don't get paid medical care anyway. So the retirees and the full-timers are kind of at the mercy to the part-timers. And I don't know if the union has thought about that, but I have. Thank you for your time.